It's Thursday, the day we read from listener emails, and our inbox is full of responses to our coverage of Mark Foley, the former member of Congress who sent inappropriate notes to congressional pages. The vast majority of the emails were about my interview yesterday with conservative activist Paul Weyrich. He had called for Speaker Dennis Hastert to step down, but after a phone call, Weyrich changed his mind.
Most of the emails we got were focused on this one thing Paul Weyrich said.
Here is the real problem. It has been known for many years that Congressman Foley was a homosexual. Homosexuals tend to be preoccupied with sex.
Well, we had many, many emails taking exception to this statement. Here's one from Douglas Beloy of Wetumpka, Alabama. If Mr. Weyrich wants to be heard on national radio making such blanket statements about gays, maybe he should round out his insults with soundbites such as, all women are preoccupied with shopping for shoes, or all straight men are obsessed with rabbit hunting. Instead of worrying about how the Foley affair may undermine America's confidence in conservative politics, maybe Paul Weyrich should resign his post, or at least hide under a blanket.
Linda Hammond of Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, was happy that I told Mr. Weyrich that there are quite a few people who would take exception to the statement. Ms. Hammond wrote, "Thank you for calling Mr. Weyrich on his comment about gay people being preoccupied with sex. What an ignorant remark on his part."
But David Tidmore of Allen, Texas, was even more unhappy with the interview. Here's what his email said. "I'm not totally sure if I was more offended by Mr. Weyrich's statements or the fact that NPR aired them. His statement about gay Americans had nothing to do with his position on the Foley affair. Shame on NPR for providing Mr. Weyrich a national platform to air his bigotry."
Several people wrote in with their appreciation for Noah Adams' story about Precisionist, the champion racehorse put down last month at the age of 25. The email sent by Marley Henry of Old Lyme, Connecticut, was typical. "Thank you for the wonderful story about this elder horse with a great history. I admire the courage of the vets and the owners, and they did the right thing."
Finally, two letters about labors of love. We profiled Isla Estabrook, who's taken it upon herself to clean the old gravestones of South Buxton Cemetery in Bar Hills, Maine.
Teresa Berghoff of Indianapolis was one of several people who had similar responses to her story. She writes, "While I commend Isla Estabrook for her dedication and hard work in cleaning the tombstones, I fear she is harming them by using a putty knife and bleach. Tombstones should only be cleaned with a plastic scraper, nylon or natural bristle brush, and a solution of 4 parts water and 1 part clear household ammonia."
And we spoke with Jean Duham, who spends her summers alone in a tower in the El Dorado National Forest, looking out for forest fires. Her story struck a chord with Elizabeth McLaughlin of Akron, Ohio. Her note said, "Thank you for your story on fire towers. Long ago, my father was a forest ranger in northern Michigan. I'm 53 now, but was probably 4 or 5 years old when I climbed the ladders up and up to see where my daddy worked. I still remember feeling the tower sway in the wind."
We'd like to hear from you. To write to us, go to npr.org and click Contact Us at the top of the page.